Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another awesome day in paradise, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. So federal officials yesterday announced a possible association between the development of autism and a pregnant individual's use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in things like Tylenol. They recommended that pregnant individuals limit use of the drug to cases such as high fever or severe pain. Yes, President Trump came out, and he is a smart guy, and I have a lot of respect for him. He is not a doctor. He's not a medical professional. And this is one where he could have easily handed it off to the FDA, and they could have handled it. But the bottom line is, you know, it's hard to establish a causal relationship. Take Tylenol when you're pregnant. Watch your kid get autism. To connect those kinds of dots directly is extremely difficult to do. But they've been researching some of this stuff for a long time, for years, in fact, specifically to acetaminophen. And basically, to me, it serves as a warning. Hey, and this is how they positioned it. Not Trump, unfortunately, but the FDA. Look, if you're pregnant and you have a very high fever, yes, you may get some relief from you know, acetaminophen. In fact, it's very good at relieving fevers. Now, but maybe if you're pregnant, you would consider avoiding it if you could. And again, they're going to have to do more research on this, but it's almost like that, you know, there's some evidence here. There's something, there's some connection here. You know, better off to avoid it if you can than not. Scientists have researched a potential link like this between autism and acetaminophen for years. The study so far kind of put out mixed results, but this is a big news item, I think. Lucivorin, if I'm saying that right, is a drug that now has been approved as a possible treatment for autism symptoms. So maybe easing some of that. Leucovorin. Lucivorin is how I'm saying it. I may be corrected on that. I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it. But to me, I like to give you the facts. So the Tylenol thing is, you know, it's not, oh, don't ever take Tylenol, it's bad. No. So if you're a pregnant woman, avoid it if you can. That's all. Avoid it if you can. And in acetaminophen, by the way, remember, is in a lot more things than just a bottle of Tylenol. It's a lot of cold medications and stuff like that. So, but this is pertaining specifically to pregnant women. So there you have that. Just to, like, I try to keep the facts in there, and because that's the most important part of these stories, not how Trump maybe failed to deliver that message very well, but it is what it is. It was on this day, Greg.
Yes.
September 23rd, 1875. Billy the Kid is arrested for the first time.
Not the last.
After stealing a basket of laundry.
Really?
But
this was the beginning of his career?
Because there was, you know, cashless bail back in the day, he went on to a life of crime after that.
That explains it.
He actually
wow.
He actually got in big trouble. He later broke out of jail.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
No, it's not good.
And Roam the American West, as we know, is history.
Wow.
And, well, the story says, eventually earning a reputation as an outlaw and a murderer and a rap sheet that allegedly included 21 murders. Isn't it interesting? Mm. We look back, like Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Like American Cowboy. Yeah, we knew he was a bad guy, but there's still something. You know what I mean? There's kind of a cool factor
yeah,
there.
I get that. Yeah.
Isn't it weird? Like, how much time does it take where you could go from zero to sort of hero in a way? In other words, it's like legendary. Billy the Kid.
But you killed 21 people.
Yeah.
And stole laundry.
So if you look at it like in the time frame, if like you're there,
yeah.
It's like he killed people's, you know, dads, you know, husbands. You know what I mean?
Murdered. You romanticize it because of history. It's
time. That is kind of a, and is that more an American thing than other cultures? Do other cultures do? I don't know if
that's
they do.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we do. We tend to glorify.
And that's a weird thing when you think about it.
Yeah.
But again, what do? You make movies about him, you do plays, productions, and it takes away the edge of what he really did.
Wasn't it Emilio Estevez that played him in one of the, you know, there's many incarnations of things revolving or involving Billy the Kid, but I believe he was in one of them. And it's like kind of, you know, this twinkle in his eye, winking a nod. It's like hard not to like him. I doubt that Billy the Kid was very likable.
Not if you're in the 21 people he killed, probably not.
Exact details of Billy the Kid's birth are unknown other than his name, William Henry McCarty. Probably born around 1859, between that and 1861, in Indiana or New York. As a child, he had no relationship with his father, moved around with his family, Indiana, Kansas, Colorado, and Silver City, New Mexico. His mother died in 1874, and Billy the Kid, who went by a variety of names throughout his life, including Kid Antrim and William Bonney, turned to crime soon afterward. He did a stint as a horse thief in Arizona before returning to New Mexico, where he hooked up with a gang of gunslingers and cattle rustlers involved in the notorious Lincoln County War between rival rancher and merchant factions in Lincoln County in 1878. After that, Billy the Kid, who had a slender build, prominent crooked front teeth, and a love of singing, went on the lam and continued his outlaw's life, stealing cattle, horses, gambling, and killing people.
Well, see, he had a job there for a while, stealing horses. At least he was working.
Well,
but he wasn't killing people.
He was earning all right. In fact, he earned himself a bounty on his head, and he was eventually captured and indicted for killing a sheriff during the Lincoln County War. Mm. Billy the Kid was sentenced to hang for his crime. However, a short time later, he managed another jailbreak, murdering two deputies in the process.
Wow.
Billy the Kid's freedom this time was brief, though, as Sheriff Pat Garrett caught up with the desperado at Fort Sumner, New Mexico, July 14th, 1881, and fatally shot him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not a nice guy.
No, but I mean, this is all part of this, the legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a symbol of the Old West. And you think of like Kit Carson, Jesse James, Wild Bill Hickok, Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp, you know, and these things all get, you know, the myths continue, the stories grow bigger, they're romanticized through, you know, films and stuff.
Right.
But apparently, tourists do visit the town of Fort Sumner, that's about 160 miles southeast of Albuquerque, to see the Billy the Kid Museum and Gravesite. Can you imagine that?
But see, that adds to it in
someday,
a way.
Someday, you murderer, you're going to have a museum.
Ooh. Well, yeah, Jesse James spent a lot of time in the Midwest, and actually a lot of the big caverns that tourists go through now are some of the areas that he used to hide in. And there was a lot of rumors of when he really died, and did he live decades past, because there were several people who claimed to be Jesse James. So again, that even builds on this whole mystique that we put around these criminals.
Yeah, they sell books, they make movies, through time romanticized. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Bonnie and Clyde, same thing. You know, they weren't the nicest folks.
Well, look who played Bonnie. I mean, Faye Dunaway, and who played Clyde, good-looking guy.
Yep, dark
hair. Why can't I think of his name?
Well, the actress sister. Mm-hmm. Actress sister as well, yeah. We always forget his name. She kind of like takes the space and we forget his name. Happens all the time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have to look that up. Yeah, we both draw blanks on the same things at the same time.
Yeah.
Is he the one that married to Annette Bening?
Yes.
Right? Why can't I think of his name?
I don't know.
All right, my apologies.
You mean Warren Beatty?
That's who I mean.
That's it.
Yeah.
We always forget his name.
Yeah.
He's just a little forgettable.
Hey, I've got relationship advice for you. Not for me personally.
Oh.
That wouldn't be helpful.
I was concerned there for a minute.
Now, this is based on real research.
Okay.
And I think everyone could use it. Women, please don't listen. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's relationship advice with Bob and Greg, everybody.
Ooh.
Gather around the radio. Somebody on the pickleball court says, Bob, you sound a lot different than you do on the radio. Well, what are you saying? I'm not me.
Well, if they hear you
fake.
Talking like that, then...
Hey, everybody. So that's what I do on the court. I go, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
You need to hear me in my radio voice. Ah.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know
what is it, people?
I don't know.
Well, you know, they're all nice people. But I almost felt like saying, well, you really don't know me.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nice people. It's all good. Yeah, they'll say anything they can to keep from me whooping them, and they still get whooped anyway.
Is that it?
Here's your relationship advice. Are you headed for a messy breakup?
Uh-oh.
Messy, I said. If you think that leaving, by the way, sorry, quick disclaimer.
Yeah.
Women, please tune out. Don't listen to this at all. Okay,
are you going to make him mad?
No.
Okay.
No, it's for my own personal reasons, and you'll understand in a minute.
All right.
Are you headed for a messy breakup? If you think your socks on the floor is harmless, know that clutter isn't just an eyesore. It's quietly nuking romance. A new nationwide survey found that living with an untidy partner can seriously dim the spark. And Americans are spilling the messy truth.
Ooh.
Survey. 1,000 people in relationships found that over one-third admit a partner's clutter has made them feel less attracted to them.
Hmm.
Women are calling out mess more than men. 62% say their partner's chaos drives them crazy, compared with 50% of men. And when a mess hits, many don't wait around. They just fix it themselves, even if it isn't theirs. That's 59% of women, 47% of men. More than a third say a messy partner kills the attraction. And 61% say clutter sparks regular blowups. And get this, and this hurts, almost 70% of partners are hoarding clothes that don't even fit anymore, just in case. I love that, just in case.
Well, you know, I'll lose that 8 pounds, and I'll be able to fit right into it again.
Well, I have, though. I have, like, I'll wear my, you know, that's my skin. That's when I'm skinny. That's when I'm medium. That's when I'm fat. I mean, they're all within, an inch or two of the waist. But
it makes a difference how things fit.
Well, yeah.
You know, you put a little belly on. The shirts don't look quite as good if the buttons are all popping, you know, that kind of thing.
I love this. Love may be blind, but clutter, it sees everything.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Listen to this. Nearly 4 in 10 say their partner immediately trades work clothes for comfy outfits, while 30% are living in a sea of dirty laundry. Over a quarter admit piles overflow like a laundry volcano. And 19% report socks and underwear scattered like confetti.
Oh, see, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one other stat. Where is it? There was one where basically if you're like start to date somebody and the first time you go in their house,
yeah,
like if they are really untidy,
mm-hmm,
about a third will end the relationship very shortly thereafter.
Not even going down that road.
No. Yeah. No. So, and this is crazy. Some men have accidentally broken things just to get rid of them. Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. The Gen Z, they'll actually take, if you're the hoarder one or whatever,
yeah,
they'll actually secretly, like, take your stuff.
No.
Take it and, you know, okay, give it away or throw it away,
now,
or whatever.
See, that's a whole other line you don't cross.
Yeah.
Don't touch my stuff.
No, married couples don't do that, not so much anyway. 63% said they would never do that. Nearly one in four Americans, here it is, nearly one in four Americans decided not to pursue someone after seeing their place.
Mm.
One in four.
I could see that. I really could, yeah.
Yep.
You meet somebody, you think, man, they are hot, and I love their personality. But then you go to their house, and even though they know you're coming over, and it's like a pig pen, that's not going to be attractive to most.
At the end of the day, the biggest gripe remains the simplest. 28% of people just wish their partner would clean without being asked. That's where I fail. I'm not proactive, and I've been told that.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of times. You know, if I'm asked to do something, I generally, you know, I'll do it.
But on your own?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just not proactive. And it's only with some things, like, you know.
I get that. Yeah. Well, I've got my room, my man cave room, and a lot of times clothes are all over the place. It's like, you know, I didn't get them all hung up or, you know. So it's usually a disaster. But I don't like the house looking like that.
Yeah. So apparently, think about that. And I think it is more guys are on the bad side of that thing.
Probably. Well, we admit it.
My excuse is my mom spoiled me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, had a girlfriend that spoiled me. And
this explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it too late for this old dog to sit, to heal, boy?
No, because you come
fold
to work.
Fold your laundry and put it away.
You come to work and I spoil you. Keeps going on.
You spoil me?
Yes.
I need therapy after Greg beats me down for 4 hours. You have no idea.
It's all about making you look good, Bob.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I'm not just being mean.
Oh, okay.
See?
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way as well. And don't forget, listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we talked to Senator Rick Scott earlier. You never have to miss a minute of the show. You just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, even the interview we did with Senator Rick Scott at approximately 8:20 this morning. And you can listen to those things whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Oh, big local story. It's blowing up. So just this comes on the heel with, what, the head of the school board and the stupid thing she said about, remember Hulk Hogan died? And Rockwell, she said, another dead MAGA or something. It was disgusting. I tried to forget about it. And school board vice chair, Tina Certain, happens to be a woman of color. And she said, I didn't watch any of that Trump rally. It says, how a 31-year-old uneducated white boy has been glorified. He has an organization because a millionaire gave him money and connections to start with. To see the federal and state elevate him angers me. It is heavy, but I know I can stay home. Got to fight despite being tired of it all. So apparently she's not a fan of Trump, this whole Trump thing. It wasn't a Trump or a Trump rally. It was a memorial for a man who lost his life at the age of 31 needlessly because he wasn't afraid to speak out and have a dialogue with people. And anytime a lefty tells you something about that he was a hater or a bigot or a Nazi or anything, you just simply ask, you say, can you just show me, I'm not trying to start a fight, but can you just show me the words that he spoke or wrote that are hateful or racist or any of those things? They won't be able to produce any real evidence because there is none. That wasn't any part of his messaging. In fact, his messaging was quite the opposite. And the problem is that the left is an echo chamber, and one lefty says it, and the rest of them totally go with it. And even when these things are debunked, they continue to promote them like the truth. And it's not just stupid people on the local level. It's not just stupid politicians. It's stupid people that are members of the media that continue to do it just as much. It's really grotesque. You know, it's funny. Those that claim, you know, to be some kind of champion of free speech. Too bad a lot of it's not at least truthful. In this case, not truthful at all. A 31-year-old uneducated white boy. Well, now, why would you say that? And why would you say it after you know the heat that Rothwell got recently? What? You know what I mean? Like, why would you put that out there? Yeah. Tina Certain's going to get a lot of heat for this. This is Alachua County School Board Vice Chair. Yeah. Yeah. How a 31-year-old uneducated white boy has been glorified. Wow. Isn't that sad? Did Charlie Kirk sound uneducated to you? And I challenge anybody, if you didn't know for a fact that he didn't get a 4-year college education, you wouldn't have known otherwise. You wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. You wouldn't have known otherwise. That's part of the point here. Oh, but she knows he's not, because they try to make a big deal about that. Oh, who are you to go on college campuses and talk to college people about these issues and the political stuff and all that? You're not even college educated. He says, they make their own point, I guess, about the value of that said education in many cases, not in all. But why would you say that? Why would you say uneducated white boy? Can you imagine if the roles were reversed and you had a white person in a position of authority? A white person in a position of authority over a lot of children of all colors, all races, all ethnicities. You have something to say about how they learn, what they learn, money spent. I mean, you have a voice in all that, a large and powerful voice. And you can you imagine if it was a white person on the school board and they said things in a derogatory way, you know, hey, how a 31-year-old uneducated black boy had been glorified. Can you imagine that? People would be outraged. Oh, but we're in a liberal lefty town of Gainesville. The college lefty nutbags run the show. And will she get away with something like this? I mean, look, I'm all for freedom of speech. That's her opinion. I like it. All right. I like it when you, hey, tell me who you are. Mm-hmm. I like that. I want to know who you are. But how can she actually defend her statement?
No.
She can't.
No.
31-year-old uneducated white boy.
That is just so unfathomable that someone in that position would say something like that. Yeah. Well, it is getting noticed, though. A lot of folks are talking about it now.
Well, yeah, because she's a member of the school board. If she's just random person, then we can just go, shut up, dummy,
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
You know,
but again, the whole point being, this is not even the first time that we're dealing with this kind of thing with a school board,
right? And wait a second.
Yes,
she also sits on the board of the Children's Trust of Alachua County.
Okay,
who was in the news recently approving its final millage rate? I lived in Alachua County for a long time, like I don't know, 18 years.
Yeah,
before I moved out to Clay County, and I don't. Children's Trust, it doesn't really even ring a bell. And did you know that their budget for this year is $17 million?
Well, they're doing something with that money.
How is that all funded? And, where does the money go? Well, the money's supposed to go to, like, children and families to help them out. You know, those in need. So if Tina Certain sits on that board as well,
yeah,
I wonder, is she willing to help out uneducated white boys and girls who may be in need? Or would she not be interested in that?
Well, if you don't mind speaking out that racist on a public forum, what do you do when we don't know what you're saying or doing?
Well, yeah, is she unaware? If you're unaware of the way those words come across,
yeah.
You probably should go back to school.
Yeah.
And if you are aware and you did it anyway, you need to
new career
define and try to gain an understanding of why you think Charlie Kirk may have speech to offer that you're not happy with. What about your own speech?
Yeah.
And her, she put it, her own words right there. Boom. Okay? It's fact. Mm-hmm. Whereas Charlie Kirk never said anything that was hateful or racist. That's just how the left labeled them. And the left doesn't have to have any proof to do that. They just decide, mm-hmm. You're connected to Trump. We hate you. You're
right.
A Nazi. You're bad. You're all the names that we can just throw at you. Doesn't matter that they can back any of it up. Of course they can't.
The only thing she got right was his age and his race. Everything else is slander or false.
Well, and he took many college courses over a few years of Hillsdale College in Michigan.
31.
But she probably doesn't count that because they're a conservative.
Oh, yeah, they're racist
school.
Too, probably.
Yeah. No, they accept people of all colors, but
really?
In her mind.
In her mind, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
That's messed
up. A person on the school board in the modern era, 31-year-old uneducated white boy. Wow. That's a sad one. President Trump speaking at the UN today. Also, a major announcement yesterday with I don't even know if I can call it a link, but an issue that has to do with autism and pregnant women taking acetaminophen. The Food and Drug Administration has come out and said, you know, try to avoid it. Try to avoid it if you can, if you're a pregnant woman, unless you have, you know, high fever and what have you, because over the years, they've got enough information and studies to say there could be something here. That's probably about the best way it could be described at this point. All right. Coming up, it is going to be your thoughts, and I hope they're upbeat and positive because that segment is called Things That Make You Smile. I'm smiling. My Lions beat the Ravens yesterday. You know, Lions and Ravens going at it, but it turned out it was a real dogfight.
Wow.
Came down to the fourth quarter. The Lions were victorious. That makes me smile. What's making you smile? 877-975-9825. Call in right now and tell us. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Things That Make You Smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Well, go ahead. Make me. No, I don't think it's like that. Time for Make Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat positive thoughts you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with your positive, upbeat thoughts. Non-political. You can do it. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Gunny. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile on the topic you were talking about, these people that go out on the internet and tweet stuff that we as Christians don't agree with, have driven my two adult sons and their family back to Christ. Wow. I'm texting with two adult sons in the last 2 weeks about biblical stuff that I've never been able to get through to them. Thank you. Thank you. Keep posting dumb stuff.
Wow.
Amen, brother. That's that makes amazing. Me smile. That's excellent. I have heard some similar things too from some other people. Mm-hmm. This could be trending,
yes.
As they say.
Yes.
Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Morning, guys. Hey, Bob. You might like this. I called in about Federoff getting his number retired. Been following him since I was a young man. Just found out my wife got me two tickets, $1,400 worth of tickets, flying from Florida to Detroit to watch Sergei Fedorov's number risen in a banner. Let's go Red Wings!
All right! Cool. And let's go Tigers! If you're going to be up there, actually they're playing in Cleveland, but yeah, the Tigers need all the help they can get. So, but go Red Wings too. I like it. And good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I was scanning through my baseball card collection and I found two more Tigers for you and
Hello?
Yeah, bad cell.
Wow.
Technology.
Well, he had been complaining about his phone not too long ago.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Coming up next, it is the Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Kamala Harris trying to sell books. Why? She's got some explaining to do. She says, I'm a lifelong public service, but I work closely with the private sector over many years. I always believed that if push came to shove, those titans of industry would be guardrails for our democracy. These are the same folks who they said corporations are bad and they're evil. Isn't that funny now that she needs them to stand up to save democracy? And yeah, and she's giving you a lesson. Did you know that capitalism thrives in a democracy? Yeah, and she said that Trump the tyrant is killing capitalism? Wow. You can't even call that a stretch. That's just simply an imagination. It's also the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.